Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I agree it's debatable about the value placed on an incentivized plan, but I just generally like the discussion. You know, we've always taken it from the approach of punitive if you don't interview minority candidates or things of that nature. I just like the different approach in terms of spinning it 180 and talking about maybe incentivizing those that develop the talent and those that hire the talent.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's Mike Tomlin. He is the Pittsburgh Steelers head coach, and he's talking about the lack of diversity in NFL hires and the idea that they're trying to get something done. And we're delighted to welcome into the program Rod Graves, now the executive director of the Fritz Pollard Alliance. And Rod, of course, spent 37 years in the NFL, 13 of them in Chicago. And I was blessed to deal with Rod when I was a young beat writer. Boy, that was a while ago. And Rod joins us on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline, Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Rod. How are you?
Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Mike and David. Nice to be on with you guys. And let me just say, Mike, I want to certainly commend you for your professionalism and the level of information that you brought to a lot of the sports fans there. You continue to do it, and you've done such a great job, and have always treated me with respect, and I really appreciated it. So thank you for having me on, and looking forward to the conversation.
Oh, yeah, we are too, Rod, and God bless you. We really appreciate you jumping on with us. This is a very important subject, and, you know, when we started initially talking about some of the ideas that the NFL was looking at, there was no way to come away with any other feeling than the Rooney Rule, maybe as well-intentioned as it was, had failed. And clearly we're seeing a lack of diversity in the hirings in the NFL, and it doesn't make a ton of sense to a lot of people, and the standards don't seem to be even across the board. How pleased are you with some of the changes, and will they finally make an impact here, Rod?
Well, a couple of things, Mike. Number one, you mentioned the Rooney Rule. And I want our listeners to keep in perspective why the Rooney Rule was developed. You know, years ago, back during the time when you and I were young and just starting out in this business, attention was largely focused on the fact that African-Americans and people of color, women and other minority groups just weren't given opportunities to interview. And what the Rooney Rule did was it at least gave opportunities for minorities to be represented in the interview process. So that much of it has been appreciated. And I hope that it continues because at least it shows a commitment with respect to being represented at the table. What the plan did not address was anything that supported decisions or binds the decision maker to make decisions in favor of diversity. And I think that's where the NFL's plan had failed. They did not go far enough to hold the owners and the decision makers responsible. And therefore, there wasn't a lack of commitment or accountability. And as a result, the numbers were not where they needed to be, and certainly not sustainable.
You know, Rod, back in April when we watched the NFL draft, because of the circumstances, we were taken inside the homes of executives and coaches as they drafted, and we saw them with their families, and we saw them in their environments. And I think that we also saw how much diversity was lacking in the National Football League. And I found it interesting after that, you spoke to USA Today, and you called it shameful how the lack of representation and the fact that there were two black general managers and four minority head coaches. And you asked the question, do enough owners care about what you just saw and about those realities? Do the changes to the Rooney Rule answer that yes, they do care? Was it a satisfied answer for you? Were you satisfied with that answer? And do you think that there was any relationship between what you said and the pressure maybe you applied to what happened next?
Well, let me just say the First Pilot Alliance has been very involved with the league since going back to January of this year. And we have talked quite a bit with the commissioner, with Art Rooney II, who is the chairman of the Workplace Diversity Committee. And as a matter of fact, George McCaskey, the president of the Bears, serves on that committee and has given a very strong voice to making changes. And some of those changes obviously were reflected in what was passed this past week. But to answer your question, I am pleased to some degree with the first steps. The NFL came out with a plan which really addressed about seven or eight different areas, ranging from hiring to education and bias training, a requirement that all clubs establish a diversity and inclusion plan, which is something they've never done before. It talked about pipeline development, data collection, and being transparent with respect to job opportunities, reporting and networking. All of that was included in this plan. David and Mike, we've never seen a comprehensive approach by the league in regard to all of these areas to address diversity. And while I applaud the NFL for taking this initiative, I do want to point out once again that none of this is binding on the decision maker. And the way I've viewed it since coming in and taking over with the First Pilot Alliance is that we have done a tremendous job in the NFL of greasing the pathway toward decisions, but we have not once again held those decision makers accountable for the lack of diversity in the NFL, which in my opinion, as much as I love the National Football League, this record is abysmal.
There's no doubt about it. And, you know, Rod, when we began the segment, we played Mike Tomlin's voice coming in. And of course, you know, Mike comes from Tampa. He was under Tony Dungy there. Tony has an unbelievable record of kind of producing coaches. And I think that when you look at the family tree of a guy like Tony Dungy, certainly we saw Lovie Smith here in Chicago. And Lovie has talked about being involved in a meeting where he was at the same table with Michael McCaskey. And that ended up being one of the things they could talk about when he was interviewing for the job. So, you know, you have a guy like Tony Dungy. He's got coaches he's hiring that are all, you know, very capable men learning under him, learning his system, which becomes dominant in the National Football League. And then a lot of guys end up getting different jobs out of that. Don't we need the same sort of thing to occur on the offensive side of the ball? And that's one of the reasons that that they've approved this idea of trying to get a minority candidate within the quarterback room and trying to figure out if the league hasn't indeed gone to more of an offensive game, how do you make sure that that you've got people that are good candidates, and how do you make sure that they're working their way up through the ranks like a guy like you did?
Well, Mike, let me just say again, thank you for that, pointing that out for our listeners. But, you know, there's two areas that I think the league has certainly got to recognize. I certainly believe, as well as many others who have been in the league for some time, that there exists an already established pipeline out there of coaches who have worked and dedicated their careers to being outstanding coaches on the field. They're very capable of leadership, and they're ready to go now. It's a shame that many of those coaches have not been called, have not received the opportunity, and some who have proven themselves, as an example, Jim Caldwell, who was the previous head coach at Detroit, Leslie Frazier, Eric Bieniemy. I could go down the line of qualified coaches who are ready today to take those leadership roles. But again, we also not only have to focus on addressing that group, but the development of coaches is another area. And, you know, when you talk about even starting at the position of quality control and then the quarterback coach position, all of those type of positions really feed into opportunities for the offensive coordinator. And today, our record of people of color in those areas is very, very low. I mean, we only have, I think, two black coordinators, very few quarterback coaches, I think maybe one or two quarterback coaches, and very few quality control guys. So we've got to do a better job of feeding talent into those areas to ensure that there's continued growth and development for the opportunity for coordinatorship and also for head coach.
Rod, in addition to the positive changes that I think everybody welcomed, the league tabled a proposal that would have used the draft position, improving the draft position as an incentive to hiring more minority coaches and executives. What was your position on that proposal and the fact that it was tabled?
You know, again, we've had the privilege of working with the National Football League. We've gone through a period of ideation. We helped develop proposals, and we submitted ideas for them to consider. I heard in your opening clip, Coach Tomlin mentioned the fact that he felt like those that develop talent should be recognized. That was very much a part of the plan that we offered to the NFL, that very much like the free agency system today, where if you develop players and they become stars and you lose those players, that you have an opportunity for compensatory picks. And we took that same concept and applied it to the development of executives and coaches, where if you develop talent and you lose that talent, you have an opportunity to receive something in exchange. We just felt like that kind of approach, if you're going to use draft capital, if you're going to use any type of currency related to football, that you address those that develop the talent, not just those that hire, as was mentioned by Coach Tomlin in your opening statement. But again, I think that there's a system of hiring that needs to be fostered that not only incentivizes hiring, but also incentivizes development. And that's where in the plan that was ultimately pulled off the table by the NFL, that plan fell short and only addressed half of the equation.
You mentioned Jim Caldwell earlier, Rod. See, that's one that really kind of stands out because of the success he had with the Lions and the fact that that wasn't deemed good enough. And then you go out and you hire and you fail, and you have a coach in Matt Patricia come in. You know, I get it, Belichick and Quinn is there, and there's a connection and all that. But now you're going on years of putting together wins that this guy managed to do in a year. So I think that's the one that really jumps out. It makes you feel like there's more at play, that a guy that's winning isn't getting a chance to stay in his job.
No question, Mike. You know, this really boils down to, are we going to eventually move to a system of meritocracy? For as long as I can remember, and as long as you and I have been around, the system of hiring has been largely based on the good old boy network. And it's a matter of who you know, or who you know who knows someone else. And so, you know, all we're asking for is opportunities that level the playing field for people of color, for other minorities, so that the game is available and accessible to everyone, not just on the playing field. You know, Mike, as you well aware, over 70% of our players on the field are people of color. I pointed out in this past draft that 29 of the 32 draft choices in the first round were people of color. So we know the impact that people of color are having on the product on the field, but we're not getting those opportunities in executive level positions where strategy and vision and corporate leadership are in play. And to me, that should not be the case, that we are just as capable of anyone else, and the game should be available to all of us at every level.
Rod, great stuff. Always a joy to talk to you. Really appreciate you jumping on with us.
Thanks so much, Rod.
Mike, anytime, and good luck to you guys, and hopefully we'll have a season and see some good football this year, and hope opportunities improve across the board.
Take care,
great
Rod.
Stuff, Rod. Stay safe. That is Rod Graves. Amazing. You know, a lot of great information there.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.